Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, you be both win.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm here tonight with the one and only Ira Madison III.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm back.
You're back. And what a good episode to come back for.
This is quite the episode. I had seen the premiere, and then I caught up within the past like couple days.
Oh, amazing. So you binged.
So I watched three in a row.
How are you feeling about the season so far?
I like it a lot more than last season.
Last season was a record low.
Last season was abysmal. I like it, but it's also there's also stuff I don't like.
Who are you? What are you not liking?
Okay.
Give me a little, like, paint a picture for me what's working for you and okay. What's really turning you off.
Okay. I don't like the newbies.
None of them.
I like Danica.
Okay, yeah.
And her messy man, Brett.
Old Brett.
Yes. I hate racist Max.
What is to like?
These tweets. the tweets that came out about him being racist are just like the cherry on top of like an awful character. He's just sort of like he would be bad on like any random like Bravo show, even like a Summer House or something, you know? Like,
yeah.
Which I mean, Summer House I love.
And did you see that the same day that Max was outed for like casually using the N-word?
Yes.
Brett was also.
Brett was too. And Brett sucks too.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, what I do love is Sheena constantly going to the mat for Vanderpump Rules mm-hmm. and degrading herself every season.
She'll do whatever it takes. Yeah.
I truly love that. Didn't she tweet at you recently about clearing something up?
She did tweet about clearing the air, which had me shaking because I thought, I was just happy that she was noticing, but then I also was scared that she was offended. But I have it on good authority from Ariana that she's not offended. She was like happy, because I really, this podcast now exists to just praise our queen Sheena.
Yeah,
because she's the only one working hard anymore.
She works hard. She's working so hard this season.
Yeah,
she is carrying the newbies herself into a storyline that none of them deserve.
She stayed at Sir, a restaurant that she doesn't have to work at anymore. She commutes to Sir from Marina Del Rey, which already in itself
deserves work.
I hope that she's getting a raise this season.
Her.
Yeah,
yeah. Like Max and Brett are just gross, and I thought Dana was gonna be like a badass sort of chick, but she's sort of lame, and her stand-up's bad.
Her stand-up, I thought it wasn't as horrible as stand-up in the past.
True.
But it also, it didn't wow me, but I'm giving her a benefit of the doubt. Like,
I love you, Ari, but remember when she was like, I'm really into my comedy.
When she was into her comedy, her sketch comedy, and then like, didn't Kristen, she did a show, like a stand-up show where they like showed a picture of Jax's dick to the room. Yeah, that was controversial.
This was
the best stand-up comedy we've seen on the show so far.
Fair.
And the bar is very low.
I will say that I'm of two minds. One, I love them as people, but Tom and Ariana are annoying the fuck out of me this season. They are, I guess they're the villains this season in the group?
I guess so. I mean, you would have to do so much for me to take Stassi's side. Like, I'm in like defend Tom and Ariana at all costs.
I do find Stassi obnoxious. I'm more on Beau's side because I think he's being a very good boyfriend.
Okay.
And I support him. But I find Stassi and Tom and Ariana, all of them, just they're annoying me lately.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I have to respectfully disagree, but I will let you I'll respect your opinion.
Schwartz is being a little narcissistic, but that's always Schwartz, right?
Schwartz and Katie are just like, what are you going to do?
Schwartz is always throwing Sandoval under the bus. So
Schwartz also, I'm like, I love that all the tensions are bubbling up about, because it was only a matter of time before Sandoval started to like be like, why is he part of TomTom?
Yes.
Really? And so now,
I mean, Lisa asked that question in the first place.
Yeah, but why did she ask Schwartz to be part of a restaurant where he has no experience restauranting?
Yeah. Yeah. Why ask them to run 0.4% of a restaurant? Anyway. I'm really enjoying Lala again this season.
Yeah, Lala's bringing
after a low point, she's been fun this season. I liked her fighting with Kristen. It's been very fun. Kristen's also like bringing it this season in a depressing Kristen way.
Yeah,
she's back to like sad, messy Kristen instead of self-righteous Kristen, which she usually is when James is around.
Yeah, and I hope that she has a bit of a redemption arc. Like, I hope we get to see her get to like a semi-healthy place.
Yes,
and it's not just this the whole time, because it does like weigh heavy on my soul.
It does, and I am still shocked every time. Like, Carter has been on the show how long?
Like, on it, but not on it.
Yes,
I wonder if he even gets paid anything.
Right, and he's been like, even more appearances this season than I feel like last season.
Yeah, he's had a couple more lines.
Yeah.
And then he still like has full access to Dodie's entire life.
Yes.
So I too am ready for Carter to go away, but I also don't feel as like passionately hateful of their relationship as like Stassi does.
Yeah.
Which her like obsession with it weirds me out.
It is very obsessive. Like, girl,
get over
about
it.
Your book.
Yeah.
Worry about your book, girl.
I guess write another one with your ghostwriter.
I'm sure.
Wait, you were also on the Wendy show.
I was. Recently. I was on Wendy Williams.
Can you just like tell me about that before we get into it?
Okay, so she is great.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She was so shady on the show. to me.
Had you met her before?
No, but she thought we had. Like, she like this was on air. She's
said,
like, yeah, she's like, we met before? I'm like, no, Wendy. What?
It's Wendy's world. We're all just living in it.
But it was fun. And at the end, like, after the cameras cut, she was like, you're coming back. You're coming back. I love you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yes. So, absolutely.
Absolutely great.
Jealous of that.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
Let's get into this episode. It begins with Jax watering his plants with his face mask on and him and Brittany like cosplaying like a marital or premarital bliss. Mm. What do you think of their relationship? Are you buying it?
I mean, I've hated Jax for
since the get-go.
Since I feel like we all maybe sort of liked him. First two seasons, a little.
Yeah.
Now he's just obnoxious. And I dislike Brittany and her homophobic family.
I quickly forget about that.
Right, her mom. and I just find their whole relationship is just like, as we keep marching on towards this wedding, it feels like it's been so long to get to it.
Right?
And every season with a wedding is always just like awful.
It has been 2 years of... will they or won't they with Brittany and Jax.
Like, enough.
And enough is enough.
We know they're already married. So, like, let's move on.
Yeah. They could wrap it up really quick.
They just exhaust me.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, like, delusion and just pretending that everything's fine and everything will be fine and that Jax has changed. But really, it's just, like, Brittany has comically lowered her standards.
Yes. Yes. We'll get to it, but, like... Jax is very performative about how he's changed, especially this episode. And I'm like, nobody's buying it.
No, it's a lie. I need a show, though, about Jax and Sandoval's like days in Miami. They need to like write a show.
It's so dark.
It's crazy dark.
About, yes, these two models. I'm like, every time they talk about it, I'm like, I remember when they brought it up before, and remember when they had dinner with the guy.
With John from Miami, who, like, clearly had some sort of thing going with Jax.
Yes.
An arrangement.
Like, this is wild. I need it. I need it. And I need to know what's happening.
Every detail that comes forward is, like, a new layer of the darkness onion.
Yes.
Like, because they admitted that later in the episode, they're like, dude, remember in Miami we shared a twin bed?
Yes.
They're all packing. Kristen has moved into her new house, which looks kind of nice.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like hers looks nicest of them all.
Yeah.
But I do hate all these Valley Village homes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Valley Village in the first place.
No.
Like, I would not personally choose to live there.
We live in LA. And no one goes to Valley Village.
Valley Village is like, but it's becoming a thing now.
Yes. It's becoming a thing with all these ugly developments that look alike. I'm also like, did they get a deal?
Because yeah.
All these houses look the same. And they, also, how are they getting money?
I mean, I think that they have like money in the bank. The truth of the matter is we've now gotten to a point where like the cast of Vanderpump Rules is rich for now. TBD what will happen in the next
not
like 10 years.
Rich, but rich.
Just like rich. Like have a lot of money in a checking account.
Same amount
somewhere.
Of money as the Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's really up to them. The ball's in their court to like make it last, which the fun part will be to see who can't activate on that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's about 75% won't be able to make it last.
I just feel like their houses are just so poorly decorated. It's like they've moved into homes but have not yet moved in with like the sensibility of I'm getting a home.
They're living like, an apartment brain life.
Right. I have a new apartment. It's my first like two bedroom and I'm like I had to like decorate and like just like put things around and it's like it's like if you're buying a house like decorate your house
think
and if you have
it.
A money for $1 million house like get a decorator since I binged whatever episode it was but where like Lisa was talking to Ariana it's like what are you doing, Ariana? Like, do you decorate your house yet? She's like, no. I'm like, girl, decorate your house.
Well, I think that they're taking their time, like, and they're going to do it slowly and consciously.
Time doing what? They got like a... They,
I don't this know. Is, you know how Sandoval is. Right. You know it takes him five days.
It took
like,
10 years for that book to come out.
Yeah. And so I think the house is going to take almost as much time.
Though, and the book is supposed to be coming out in December. I'm like, y'all got a lot of time.
Yeah. And so I think that like, it's just going to take them a while. But I respect them not just moving in with the furniture that came with the house.
Oh, of course.
Like Jax and Brittany.
Yeah.
And Katie and Tom.
Yes.
That's like just lazy house buying.
So much.
Also, like, who likes that kind of furniture?
No one.
Yeah.
No one.
Dodie can't quit Carter. And it has like boxes delivered to her house. She's like digmatized by him.
You're still hot.
Mm.
A little, I like the beard.
It's something else is about weird him about gross him.
Because he's like a sugar baby.
Yeah. His voice is like, he's just very, I guess, boyish and seems kind of like plaintive. Like yeah, he's always complaining like about something. Yeah. And I heard at one point that like Carter was the moneymaker in the relationship because he was like a really like hot photographer. Mm-hmm. And then whoever told me that was clearly a liar. Well,
clearly lying. Yeah. Yeah. She's like a rich mama.
But like why? She's obsessed. Like she just can't be alone, I guess.
I don't think she can.
What power does he have over her?
I think.
All her men are her. This she kind of therapist. Power. Yeah. She fucked Carter that morning before she moved in, which everyone will soon find out about.
Yes.
But she's confided in Ariana, who also is just like, how and why? Yeah. Meanwhile, Tom, a fake plant, has caught fire. Which, like, why?
This wacky sitcom that's going on every time they cut over to, like, the people who still work at Sarah Tom, right?
Yeah, there's just always shenanigans at play. And I thought it was, like, weird when I went to TomTom the first time, and I just know that Lisa takes great pride in her floral arrangements.
Yes.
And I was very shocked at how many fake plants. Like, TomTom is just all fake plants.
There's a lot of fake plants. I think the problem with TomTom is that there's not a lot of, like, open air in that entrance.
Yeah.
Where the light's going to be.
But, like, there is light that comes in through the front. Like, the front's all windows.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe the fake plants are, like, she's chosen them so that they do catch on fire so that she can do, like, more insurance scams, allegedly.
Of course.
That's a really good plan.
Gotta open up the first Vanderpump in New York, right?
Yeah. When is that gonna happen, do you think?
She's got Vegas, so New York has to be.
She's must or, be or moving. Miami would be good.
All the tacky strips. West Hollywood, Vegas, Miami.
Yeah, why not? She's gotta move east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, eventually. They visit Miami enough.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be. She's like always 500 steps ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
Max is very nervous to talk to Detective Lisa.
She calls him out on being a shitty liar, which is fair. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's like bad. And also I read recently that Max is not, she doesn't have the actual power to fire him.
Oh, Max?
Yeah. Like it's up to Bravo ultimately.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
Bravo's just like, cool.
Can she fire people anymore?
I think she can pretend like she has that power and like
she
can
used to be able to fire people from like, sir.
Yeah.
I'm using air quotes. But I don't think she can get rid of people from the show. Otherwise, I feel like there's a lot of people who would have been gone a long time ago.
Who do you think would have been gone?
I think she would have gotten rid of Jax.
No, she loves Jax.
I think
she would have gotten rid of Dodie. Totally.
She would have gotten rid of Dodie. Totally. I think there was one period where she would have gotten rid of Jax.
Yeah.
He was like really being like aggro asshole.
When he was like really coked out and then flipped out and sir and then punched that phone booth at the end of the night. Yeah. That was, he crossed a line.
Yeah. That makes sense. But I think Bravo will like bounce Max and Brett after this season.
You think so?
I mean,
she said that they're not. She did a whole thing where like Radar Online posted a story that was like, Lisa's really like torn about what to do, or like she has a no tolerance policy for that. Then she went to the Daily Mail and did like a full sit down video interview and was like, I believe that they were very young when it happened and like preached forgiveness and said that they were going to work for her charity and that they were taking a leave of absence from their duties at Sir and Tom Tom.
LOL.
And then the most recent story was like, lol, Lisa actually does no power over this, and the only person that can bring the axe down is Bravo.
Yeah, of course.
So, but I just
have a zero tolerance policy for my servers using racism, although I don't employ any non-white people at my restaurant.
She's like, meanwhile, Richardson, except for Faith, who got the boot, and then Richardson, the like hard, long-suffering manager of Tom Tom, or what is he, Pump?
Pump, yeah.
Who's just always in the background, and like for years, I've been waiting for Richardson's time to shine.
All these antics at like Tom Tom too, I'm always like, where was the gay Pump spinoff that we were owed?
That is truly a betrayal to her own community that she would deprive us of that kind of drama.
But maybe it's Bravo. Bravo's like, we don't want a gay show.
Why has there not been?
I don't know. Because like Andy Cohen is too much of a power gay. I'm like, if he wanted a gay show on Bravo, we'd have one. So what's the tea, Andy Cohen?
And yeah, like we need answers because all I actually want is for a bunch of messy gays to come for each other, Vanderpump Rules style.
Yeah.
And I, like, I'll take it in one of Lisa's restaurants, but I'll really take it any way I can get it.
We deserve it.
We deserve it. We've been through enough with these, like, mediocre straights that it's time. Maybe you can make it happen.
Maybe so.
You're pretty powerful, Hollywood guy.
I'll tweet it, Andy.
Okay, I have to see some movement here. Andy, I'm putting this on you because I think that you can handle
our gay show.
Miami is where Jax was born and Jason Cauchy went to die. And I love Jax's like the flashback to his naked swamp photo shoot.
They're so early 2000s, like
it's an early 2000s hotness look that he was doing.
Yeah,
and how much his like body and face have really changed since then is disturbing. But I think he's kind of back to being somewhat hot.
A little bit.
Like I've almost forgiven and forgotten, which is how I know like when he is at his like
when
pretty
he's hot,
peak hotness,
you sort of forgive him.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But then when he's like bloated,
you're like
swamp creature, like, and like get him out of here. Sheena and Peter are rooming together, which seems like a weird duo.
Yes,
but again, she's taking one for the team.
I know. It's like he's like, whatever. It's cheaper. It's two rooms. I'm like, Peter couldn't afford a room, right?
Yeah, Sheena? Yeah. Peter, that manager's salary does not translate to a room of one's own at the SLS hotel.
He is not
hotel.
Making their cast money.
No, okay? He didn't even get a line in this week's episode.
No, we found out that he's like staying there, but like we don't even see him on screen, really.
No, just when he's getting a lap dance and the stripper got the line, and Peter just like reacted.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter makes me really sad.
He does.
I hope that they kind of, I mean, they've pretty much phased him out, but I need them to like do it even more.
It was so sad in like the premiere when he was talking to that girl and was like, so you know what happened with us? Like, you mean when you tried to kiss me and then we didn't? Yeah. Okay, bye.
I feel like though, maybe something did happen and Dana was just like not allowing that narrative to even
like,
take place.
We're not talking about this on TV.
And Peter is too much of like, he can't fight back in those kinds of situations. He just gets like awkwarded out and then he's like, okay. And then that's how you game Peter.
Yeah.
Sandoval takes Stassi aside and apologizes to her. And I felt like that apology was fine.
The apology was fine. I will say that like, he then ruined the apology.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you want to apologize and move on and you still want to be friends and just like eat the shit, you know, just be like, I'm so sorry I did that, et cetera, et cetera. And then just move on.
Yeah. And you don't ever say, but here's this and that.
Because nobody wins. Nobody wins when the family feuds.
No, you just gotta issue it and then it's over. And even if you're not necessarily like 100% sorry, it's better to just like give the I'm sorry apology.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also now realizing how absurd it is that they're even having this fight in the first place, considering that he and Schwartz together own 5% of Tom Tom.
Yeah.
Like they don't actually make those kinds of big decisions anyways. Yeah. So this like farce that they do,
like chill out,
is wild. Once again, the audience gets treated like assholes. Dodie gets her own room, and the aesthetic of this hotel is a true nightmare to me.
Yes.
Yeah, like I would actually die if I had to stay there.
Don't stay at the SLS Miami, okay, kids? It looks tacky.
It's a real, like, Coke hotel.
Yeah.
So many mirrors, so much white.
Yeah.
Stassi moved her stupid book to the front of an airplane gift shop, and Ariana got really heated about that. And I just love now the level of jealousy that the cast is at with each other, because it's like, I don't think any of them feel totally comfortable being transparent about it, but it's very clear, like, Ariana's jealous of Stassi's book. Stassi's jealous kind of Tom and Tom owning this restaurant.
Yes.
Katie is jealous of everyone.
She's not doing anything.
She's literally done nothing with her life. And like,
Kristen's just lonely.
Yeah. Jax and Brittany are jealous of like Sandoval's house. So
I'm sure one of them will get some ghostwriter to make some tacky book for them.
Well, Kristen is, she's co-authoring.
Oh, I meant Jax and Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What the hell? They are going to probably like co-write like a, or get a ghostwriter to do a relationship. Yeah, book.
I'm supposed to be getting galleys of Kristen's book.
I'm jealous. Yeah. I've been gunning for a galley for weeks now.
Yeah. So. Can't wait to see what that's about.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I feel like she's going to go there. She has stories to tell.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
That'll be the most useful Vanderpump book.
Did you read Stassi's book?
No. I have a life.
I got a galley of that one and spent a night like hate reading it. And then I was just like... Because I had, I think, a lot of like jealousy and stuff was triggered of my own when I found out that Stassi like had her book deal and stuff. And then I like read her book and I was like, oh... This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
And like, it's and like a lot of pictures. Tom and Ariana,
but I'm not making craft cocktails at home.
Yeah, no, I've never made a cocktail. No.
That's a lot of work.
The biggest effort I'll go to is like uncorking the bottle of wine and pouring myself a glass.
I'll make myself like an old fashioned, maybe to that extent.
That's asking a lot. A stir, any sort of like ice in a cup feels like a lot to me as someone with no ice maker. So that's a huge ask in the first place.
I wish you could Postmates cocktails.
Yeah. Maybe you just invented something.
Like, just order a mojito to your house.
I wish that restaurants would do them to go.
Yeah.
If you weren't like, if you could prove that you're not driving or something. Yeah. They should just have Postmated cocktails, like instead of Stassi, where you have to order like a bottle of liquor.
Yeah. Maybe I just really want enough money to have an in-home bartender.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Just like you need like what Patricia Alshul has.
Yes.
With a butler that will make you the perfect cocktail.
Yes.
Because I don't want to clean up anything.
Make me an old-fashioned over there. Bring that over across the plantation.
Speaking of her, she's looking... flawless lately.
Oh, she is. Love Patrice. I'm ready for the new season of Southern Charm. Where is it?
I haven't watched it in a long time, but now a recent video of her with a pug really changed the game for me, and I was like, I'm back.
There's a lot going on in Bravo that's exciting me.
Summer House.
Excited for that. I'm gonna watch Below Deck Sailing. Yes.
Do you know that friend of the pod, Carrie O'Donnell, and he got approached by someone from Below Deck Sailing that was like, would you and your friends want to go on a sailing trip around like Greece for like a very discounted rate to be like on the show? And I was like, yes, the answer is yes, you have to do it.
What did he do?
We didn't like follow up on it. I think he was a little nervous about being on like a Below Deck sailing moment, but now that I'm watching the previews for it, I'm like, this is a huge missed opportunity.
Yes, I would totally be on board.
And I have a bone to pick. Yeah. I would hold on for dear life as the boat pitched back and forth and love every second of it. Ariana is being shady in the airport, and I think Stassi called her a whore.
She did. She's like, that whore.
Fucking whore. Yeah. I kind of love it when Stassi's like, mean girl mean like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
That's the Stassi I know and love. Yeah, because she's really bottled up all the cuntiness, and now we just get like...
She's trying to be like perky sweet. I'm like, girl, you're a bitch. Yeah, be a bitch.
You're a hardcore bitch.
Yeah.
Like deep down in your soul, you were born a bitch. So like, just do that. Detective Lisa FaceTiming was a real snooze fest for me.
It's sort of like without her on Real Housewives now, it's just sort of like, what are you doing just like walking around being like nosy and in these 20, 30, 30 year olds' business?
Yeah.
You know? Like, what are you doing?
The way she holds her phone, too, yeah. It's like she's never FaceTimed before in her life.
Right. And you know what I wonder, too? I'm like, now that they didn't really have time for this season, probably, because she was still in the midst of, like, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving Housewives. But I wonder if, like, next season they'll transition into, like, giving her more story.
On Vanderpump?
Yeah. Like, giving her story.
I think.
I wonder if she'll miss it. Like, giving story. Like, the earlier seasons used to give her story. Like, yeah. She'd have, like, a feud or, like, something with someone. Like, I wonder if there'll have be more story for her.
I pray,
right now,
no.
She just pops in. In and out like Zordon.
The less Lisa, the better on Vanderpump Rules. Like, yeah. I like her to come in and, like, treat people like shit or put them in her place or, like, yes. Laugh at how broke they are.
Yes.
But I don't want her to be on the same level as everyone else. No. And I think that that's a really bad look for her. True. To put herself in that situation.
So she needs to be the elder stateswoman and, like,
yeah.
Only showing up to, like, events and then, like, yelling at someone when they need to be fired.
She had Lala over at night.
Yes.
That was, like, her friend that she hung out with. It was weird. But then it made me really think that she and Lala are going to both go to Beverly Hills.
Mm. That Lisa's going to go back?
Yeah. But Lisa, but and Lala, her and
I
Lala would go
back. And brought Lala. I have wanted Lala on Beverly Hills for the longest.
Wouldn't
and I
that
think
be?
That having Randall on Vanderpump this season is like a test.
Yeah. But I think that they could cross over
and
make a comeback and they would be perfect together.
Take down Teddy Mellencamp.
You're over Teddy.
I hate her. And she's going to be pregnant this season too. I'm like, so you're going to be even more boring?
Yeah.
Boring and sober?
She's like, she's kind of like that like popular girl in high school that you're just like, why does everyone like this person?
Yeah.
Then it's just because she's blonde, I think, and has like
Dorit.
A rich, famous dad. What?
I like Dorit.
Oh, I love Dorit.
Yeah,
I hope Dorit never goes anywhere.
Yeah, my girl.
I like everything that she does.
Mm-hmm.
I even kind of like PK.
Yeah.
In his own like weird, disgusting
way. Honestly, Teddy and Kyle need to go. Kyle's got to go.
I like Kyle. I like seeing her and Mauricio. Like, I think their relationship is in a good place.
When she turned on Lisa, I was like, you got to go.
Oh no, I was living for that.
I'm Team Lisa.
Get actually out.
I'm always a Team
Get
Lisa.
Out. Lisa is so. She is like a shady.
She's given us so much story over the years. Like, she is Vanderpump. Kyle didn't give us anything but flop stores. It was Kim giving us all that story.
Yeah, Kim really made
Kim
it.
Kim put
so
in the work.
Kim walked so Kyle could run.
Yes.
Right over Kim. And now where is she?
She's a bad.
Kim has nothing.
She's truly the worst sister.
She's a bad
Kyle
sister.
Is. Like, I'm sorry. Being friends. The fact that she's friends with Lisa Rinna is just like, you're a horrible sister.
Why?
The
because
thing
Lisa
that Lisa's done, said and done to like Kim.
To Kim,
I'm just
yeah.
like, you're a horrible sister for being friends with her.
Also,
but
like,
then Kim is friends with Brandy, so I don't know.
Yeah, I wish Kim would come back because I really liked her appearances on Housewives this season when she randomly ended up at the same restaurant as them.
But she needs her sanity.
Yeah, she.
And
then she didn't even get to keep
water.
Her dog.
Yeah.
And a bottle of smart water. She is chronically dehydrated.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Schwartz throws Sandoval under the bus.
Yep, of course. It's what he always does.
Classic. And also,
by the way, just like he did last season with James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Schwartz and is a bus thrower.
He is a bus thrower,
and he's been a shitty boyfriend,
man,
husband for years.
Yes,
he's always sucked.
He's always has. And he no fooled us ever, for a little bit.
No one has ever on the show. Katie, when she was yelling at him, which I was always on her side, even though she argues incorrectly and comes about it the wrong way. She's always been right, but no one has ever fully on the show called out Schwartz on his shit.
No.
Except for Lisa.
He skates by, but he's subservient to Lisa. Yeah. So she can kind of touch on it, but like she also likes his sheepdog. She likes having a cute boy bow down to her. He's really cute. And
he
gets away with
it because he's cute.
Yeah. He got away with it for six seasons just on his cuteness alone.
I don't know who it could be on the show to like finally like take Schwartz to task.
I'm ready for someone to take Schwartz down.
Maybe it's Sandoval this season.
I think that trouble's brewing between them.
Yeah.
And I wonder if their friendship can stand the test of this business partnership, because I truly, it's one of those things where at first you're just like so jazzed, but then when you realize that you're doing all the work and this person is like totally piggybacked and is bringing nothing to the table, that's when resentments brew.
Did we see everyone at the book launch? Because I last saw you at Tom and Ariana's book launch.
Yeah. Jax wasn't there. Brittany was there. Schwartz and Katie was there. I don't know if I saw Schwartz or not.
Okay. Stassi was there, and
Stassi was there with
Peter.
Peter was there.
Why? And maybe some of the newbies.
Dodie was there.
Dodie was there. Maybe some of the newbies.
I think I saw Dana too.
Who can tell?
Yeah.
I didn't know what they looked like then. I didn't look up any earlier information.
I met Dana before the season started a few times, and I felt like a lot of promise from her. She had like an energy that I thought would translate well.
And then just like Leanne Locken was there just being wild.
Leanne Locken was there. This was that before her like racist moments on Dallas?
I think right before, right as it was brewing.
She was just riding the wave before the reunion. She knew it was about the to reunion. Just like crash down.
I know. She talked to me and my friend Sam about ran into her. She was with Ronnie from Watch What Crappens.
Yeah,
and he was like, oh, you haven't met Leanne before. I was like, oh, I don't make it to Dallas, really. And she was like, I don't make it to Dallas either. Let me tell you, I'm in L.A. or I'm in New York because I can't stand my cast. I'm like, well, I don't think they're your cast anymore, girl.
Yeah, I think she's off.
I think the show's off.
Do you think it's going away?
I mean, like, who wants to watch Dallas anymore?
I mean, I don't even watch it. Yeah, I just know from Carrie.
I think it's like a flop now.
Yeah, I've
it
heard
came
that
out at the same time as like Potomac, and like for a minute we thought Dallas was going to be the wild one, but like
Potomac
has pulled itself into being an MVP. And
yeah.
Dallas just like the problem with Dallas was that the casting just wasn't good for well rounded enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leanne became the breakout star, and unfortunately, she's insane.
Yeah.
and so she like knew by season two like the show was subsisting on her, right? Like obviously there's stars and stuff of other Bravo Housewives shows, but like the other shows, all the women sort of put in work, you know?
Yeah. Like New York is the perfect example of like true synergy.
Yeah. Like, and even when someone like NeNe tries to be like, this, I'm the show works fine without her. So that's why she's so mad all the time. Anyway, but it's like Leanne, it's like the show was just like so revolved around Leanne Locken.
Yeah.
Being a lunatic.
She got drunk with power.
Yeah.
And then the true Leanne hopped out and everyone was like, ooh.
Yeah, but I don't know. I hope that something's brewing between them because I need someone to finally call out Schwartz on being an asshole. He's been a dick for like 8 seasons.
Yeah, I think it's slowly happening. Let's pray that it happens this season. Mm-hmm. Bo calls Stassi Satan in the strip club twice. How do you feel about their relationship?
I think he's a good boyfriend and I sort of like him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's a scammer. Like, he scammed his way onto the show.
He did a full scam.
He is in the credits.
He's turning, like, he's drinking a cocktail now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fully drinking a cocktail. Like, he jumped his way in.
Yeah.
Just like Britney. Britney lowered her standards to be on TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I always am like, yeah, power to them for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just more forgiving of, like, Britney. I think she's given us a lot and like TBD what craziness Bo can really give us.
Yeah, Bo hasn't really given us any. His job right now is weathering Stassi's crazy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any crazy of his own yet. We need to see it.
I know. And I don't know if it will come out or.
Yeah, I'm like, why is he in the cast? What's he delivering?
Yeah. And also just weathering her. Like, this is the only point where I get even a shred defensive on Stassi's behalf is like, I don't love, even though it's true, like she is such a bitch and probably the hardest person to be a boyfriend to. Mm-hmm. I don't like him being like, Satan is at home. Like, I don't know what she's going to say. Like, mm-hmm. I think that is weak
sauce.
Rude.
It's rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really rude and not honorable.
No.
He also is like performatively uncomfortable in the strip club.
Yeah.
What straight man doesn't want like tits and ass on
Jax
him.
Is also performatively uncomfortable and I'm like
after like, the fact
yeah
he's but like, in the club yeah, he was like fun. Totally fine
after he's like oh I mean this is whatever I'm like shut up
you guys are all like I don't name it one guy who doesn't like that and I will show you a gay man yeah. Like that's how it is
also like
and it's okay to
how
like
many,
a
how many people
club?
Has he slept with. We know he's still doing it. There's no way Jax Taylor is not still being a whore.
Well,
Jax sorry.
Gets like, he gets like blind blackout drunk. Like, yeah. I think when he came in with the pizza at the end of the night, he kind of like, his eyes aren't focused and you see him mutter to like a wall. He's like,
yeah.
I'm fucked so drunk right now. And I think like
also,
in that
he already
mode.
Eaten that pizza?
Yeah.
I was like, did you bring them 3 slices?
He brought them 3 slices of old pizza and chicken bones. If my fiance did that, I'd be like, we're actually not getting married. You have a lot to learn. Because when he came in that room, I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet, actually, and like thoughtful.
Then I was like, oh,
what an
wait,
amazing
it's still
man. And then they open it and to see literal chicken bones. Like, not even, didn't even bother to take like old buffalo wings out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi shading Sheena for her wedding dress, I thought was really rude. Stop coming for Sheena.
Yeah.
She's too easy of a target.
Leave Sheena alone.
Yeah, leave her alone. It's not even creative at this point. Kristen falls over in the club.
Yes.
Which is the kind of Doty I really want to see on a day-to-day basis.
She's full tilt Doty this episode.
Yeah. Tilting right over. Ariana is talking to Sheena about Stassi and Katie's problems with her. And you can just see, like, when you put Stassi and Katie together and ply them with alcohol, they truly turn into, a two-headed snake.
Yeah.
And you see it kind of brewing. Like, it bubbles up. It takes about 48 hours for them to get to, like, complete insufferable level. Mm-hmm. But it's like, these are the nascent stages. A stripper goes to Peter. She goes, you remind me of Zorro.
Sad.
This is like the most action and like the only vacation Peter got to take in the past year, I'll bet.
I know. He loves going on the trip vacations. Mm-hmm. They still invite him because they know that he can't go on vacations himself.
Yeah. And like he's probably a good guy to like have around. Like he's not going to hurt any. He doesn't like hurt the vibe. And he's just like down for whatever.
Yeah.
Jack's motorboats, some huge tits. And then the stripper goes, I've never seen your eyes. He won't take off his sunglasses in the club. Also, I kind of like looked around and rewound a few times, and I think they're the only people in that strip club.
I think they are.
I didn't see anyone else in there.
Private room.
Yeah. And she
brought
goes,
up the club. Bravo did.
They were like, no one can actually like see these people. They probably went at like... And to film at like 2 p.m.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
Because you know it gets like crazy. And probably the club was like, you can't have cameras in here because our clientele like won't want to be.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that way too.
Yeah.
And then they went out and drank after.
Yeah. I don't think that was like at night. Bo confronts Sandoval, which I felt it was not his battle to fight.
No. I was like, mind your business.
Yeah.
Mean to my girlfriend, but he kind of was being a good boyfriend. And, you know, I'd probably do that. I'd probably just be like, chill. Don't send her rude texts.
You need to apologize. Yeah. I was like, Stassi can fight her own battles.
Yeah, well.
Schwartz doesn't know how to clock in at Tom Tom or ring up a drink.
I buy that.
And then they have a customer fight where that was my favorite part of this whole episode, where Bo was like, those were her customers. And Sandoval goes, they were my customers, actually, because they're in my club. And he's like, but I brought them in here. And then they just kind of go around in circles.
Yes.
And it was like we exited into another dimension during the customer fight.
Also, in the context of what they don't get to talk about and break the fourth wall, it's like those customers fucking loved that.
Yeah.
The people there for that book signing were going there to watch a fight. They loved it.
Mm-hmm. I think it was someone on Bitch Sess that said that was there at the signing who said that they filmed that fight 5 different times in front of those people to like get better angles and stuff. So those women that all, unlike the 3 gays that went to that book signing, really got what they came there for.
Yeah. Which is like, are they actually mad at each other? If you have to film a fight 5 times?
You probably just get even more pissed if you're just reenacting it over and over.
Yeah. It's so insane to me, right? Like, you have a fight on a reality show, and they're like, okay, we need you to redo that.
I could probably get into it, like, because you just hyped up in the moment.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is the first time, this and last season are the first time we're seeing more of, like, the produced aspects of the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like since last season was so bad, I'm not as mad this season because I just got normalized to, like, oh, this is how it's going to be now. Like, the show's never going to reach, like, season 6 level insanity ever again.
No.
But...
And certainly never like season 3.
Oh, no. Forget. And seasons 1 through 3 were like lightning in a bottle. Gone. You can't recreate that.
No.
That's just like
want somewhere
pure
else if
magic.
You want that.
Did they give you that energy?
Summer House is so good.
Really?
Yes. It's Brian Moylan's favorite of the Bravo shows at the moment.
Oh. And
it's up there with Potomac for me.
Okay.
I fucking love Summer House.
Okay, so that's what I need to get into next.
Yeah.
Is Potomac, and I can start season 2. Yeah. I don't need to watch season 1.
Of Summer House?
Of Potomac.
You can start with season 2 of Potomac. Yeah.
And then Summer House, could I just jump in with like the most recent season?
You can start with like season 2.
Uh-huh.
Or 3, like season 3. You can start with season 3 because
what are they
fire
on
a bunch of 4.
Oh, okay.
They fire some people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
So they fire a bunch of people between seasons of a Summer House season. So start when like the new people join.
Okay, yeah. Because Below Deck Med is like, it's
love
fine.
Below Deck Med.
But it's not really hooking me in the way that I need to be hooked.
Yeah. Is it back? I haven't watched the new season.
The new season... I was
Below
trying
Deck
to watch.
It was the only Below Deck I really watched until I got into.
Oh no, Below Deck Matt isn't back. It was like Below Deck wherever they were. They went to like Thailand or whatever. And so I started that, and I was like, "Oh, I'm really into this." But at the same time, like, I would just love something that's even like more Vanderpump adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like questions answered.
Yes,
Dana is always like narking out Sheena.
to her higher ups.
She's so annoying.
And I'm like,
girl, just deal with it.
I thought that I expected her to have like way more attitude.
I thought she'd have a backbone, like be like, bitch, well, you got a problem with me? Like, she's so, I'm gonna go tell.
And lay down the law. And it's like, this is Vanderpump Rules, honey.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to pull some shit. Also, fighting over Max is such a bad look and it embarrassing for both of
desperate.
Them.
Desperate.
Yeah. I wonder too if they're gonna phase out Max over this season, like if they're gonna try and like recut some stuff to like make him less of like a character in the show in light of recent tweets.
I know, I wonder. I guess we won't, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
And then we'll find out if he's at the reunion.
I wonder if they'll make him answer for those.
Yeah. He has to bring it up.
Meanwhile, Brittany is sobbing because the VIP host at the nightclub held up a sign that said, "Don't do it, Brittany," and she thought she was being trolled. Because like, Dodie was in her, coked out Dodie got in her ear.
Which is hilarious because, like, have you been completely, like, ignorant of, like, what bachelor culture is? It's always like, marriage is a ball and chain, like, don't do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing was silly, and they were drunk and insane.
They were full drunk.
Yes.
When Dodie gets in your ear and starts convincing you
of something, then you've lost the plot.
You need to pretend that it's opposite day when Dodie's talking to you, and whatever she's saying, the opposite of which is true.
Yes.
But I love her being like, that's so fucking rude. Like, I can't even believe that they would treat you like that.
It was so funny how we came back from commercial with them fighting. And then Stassi was like, let me tell you how we got here. I was like, okay, editing. But then, like, Lala literally just telling Kristen, shut up.
That was amazing. I could watch that for, I could watch a whole hour of that.
Yeah.
Because, like, Lala also, there's points in this episode where it kind of, you catch a glimpse of her face and it looks like she's in hell.
Yeah.
Because she must be.
She loves them.
But also, like, she's sober, having to be around a ton of alcoholics with like active drinking problems who are just like acting a mess. And then she just has to sit there and like put up with all their drunk shit.
Yeah.
Let's upgrade her.
Yeah, she's like all of our friends who are doing Dry January.
That's what's like me at like my friend's birthday party, who always has a birthday party in January when I'm doing Dry January. So all I'm good for is like to either to like eat an edible, but then I kind of get weirded out and like
then you're like, I gotta go.
And everyone else is like just like doing so many drugs, and I'm like, something isn't hitting the way it used to. And it's like, oh yeah, you're not like doing drugs and drinking with your friends.
Yeah.
Fuck. And then you just have to go home.
Yeah.
Jack's bringing them pizza and some bones, and he is fully like blackout in that moment.
He's gone.
And I love the next day. One of my favorite Vanderpump Rule tropes is like they really show you how hungover everyone is.
Always.
Always. And they've never failed to do that. And so I have to give the editors and producers credit for always capturing a hangover that I can feel and smell and taste in my own body as it were my own. Jax is still maybe drunk. Dodie, the face that she's making, brushing her teeth, I was like, I relived like four horrible hangovers in that moment. Sheena's sleeping with her stuffed frog. Did you see that?
Yes.
Sweet Sheena.
Where's
and then
Lala's bottle?
Jax lies about the strippers, which was a classic. I love when they catch Jax in a lie.
Yeah.
Motorboating, he got a lap dance and a woman's pussy was just hanging out.
Yeah.
And then he's muttering to Sandoval, I'm going to leave Brittany for one of these girls tonight, which is classic. And then they're on the boat, which Jax later called a barge.
Yes. And then he's like, it's a booze cruise. I did this in high school. I'm like, okay.
And?
Like, your friend got you a fucking boat. He's so rude.
I know. He's so rude.
Sandoval this season. And he's really just pressed. I feel like he's still pressed from Sandoval defending James at the reunion last year.
Yeah.
When James was being rude to him and Brittany.
In the scheme of the worst things that people have done to other people on Vanderpump Rules, James making a rap about how Jax factually fucked Faith is low on the totem pole.
It's very low. They just like, and we all know that Jax just dislikes James because they're the same person.
Yeah.
And we all know that Jax is really probably just upset with Sandoval because like he's jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and his life is really is just this Britney shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, he has no book. He has no bar. He's like, who cares about Jax?
Do we think their beer cheese is ever going to come out?
And I hope not.
They all they have is like the same house as their friends.
Yeah.
Which he just, I could see them just like stress buying it because mm-hmm. he was like, we need a house.
Same
babe.
House as their friends, their boring wedding, and the whole storyline, and Jax's storyline is going to always be, is he going to cheat on Britney?
Yeah.
Like, there's never any other storyline that he's ever going to get.
And she,
because he has nothing else going on in his life but this show.
And her storyline will always be like having to defend against yeah. her decision to get married to this guy.
Remember when he was making chunky sweaters? He was supposed to be selling them.
Yeah, for Excalibur.
No job. What are you doing?
Yeah,
the show's his job.
He sadly. Invested in a restaurant in like Ventura for a while.
Yeah.
And then he was going to come out with a line of like mixers.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Just Add X.
Yeah.
Which they have yet to see the light of day.
Yeah.
Also, the beer cheese, also a failed also, project.
Who wants to be in a bar and like just add X to my drink? No, thank you.
No, absolutely not. Those look disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, so his only job really is Vanderpump Rules. And they just seem like they're going to be stuck in this dead end storyline of theirs forever.
Yeah. I could easily lose them next season.
Yeah, they need to go.
They need to go.
Get married and go off into the sunset.
Yeah. Bye. Go on a honeymoon forever.
Yeah.
Get out of my space.
And then just write them out of the show.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yes. They just kind of
Unless
never come
actually
back.
Actually going to cheat on her or something. Like, I don't want this.
I agree. And I think Tom and Katie could go too.
Yeah, they could go.
I would like to see them go out with a bang, though. Like, I would love there to be a full-blown, like, blowout between Sandoval and Schwartz.
Yes.
Like, a friendship-ending fight where then, even if they, like, still got to keep their Tom-Tom deal.
They hate each other.
And we never hear, like, Schwartz's side of the story, but we just see him in the background sometimes of the show.
Yeah.
And then Sandoval talks a lot of shit about them.
Yeah.
I could do without Katie pretty much forever.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi and Bo, I could lose as well.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Jax is reminiscing on all the people he's fucked over with his sister. And then you realize that he's, like, fucked over every person that's currently on a boat with him.
Yeah.
And he goes, says a lot that they're still here.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're still here because you're on a show. You're all contractually obligated to be
here.
When
the show's over, like, they're not friends with you.
No. And I think Ariana and Tom have even turned.
Yeah. Did he block all of them anyway?
He's always blocking and unblocking people. You just, like, never know with him. But I think that, like, were it not for, like, their paycheck being directly tied to, like, supporting his shitty wedding and, like,
bachelor
party. It
would be a murder
mystery
on that boat.
Yeah.
Because he fucked over everyone on that boat.
His sister's, like, blank face. She's like, yeah. And your wife, too. And your future wife. He's like, yeah, you know, you're right. Kristen has to see Carter because he has all their sex toys.
Yes.
What was, like...
Because the sex toys came
Did the sex toys get delivered to her house, but she wanted him to just keep the sex toys.
Which is like, what's he going to do with these dildos?
Yeah.
They're for you, girl.
Yeah, what do you do?
Anyway, so then they had sex. She explained that.
Mm-hmm. Did they have sex prior to the sex toys?
No, I think that was the impetus for the sex. He came over to get the sex toy box.
Okay. Well, that, I mean, obviously, that would lead you into a sexual situation. She wants to lie to Lala about it, too.
Yeah.
Then ultimately tells her the truth.
And Lala's like, girl.
I mean, that's, like, what you do in those situations with your friend that's just, like, in a messy, like, fuck relationship with her ex, is you just kind of are like, not a good look for you, but, like, love and light
and
on your
long
journey.
How has this been now? Like, this is just 2 years, 2-3 years in a row that, like, the storyline is like all the girls ganging up on Kristen because they hate Carter.
Yeah, this is definitely a repeat from last season.
Yeah.
It's not a great storyline because we've never seen Carter like on the show enough to really form an opinion or care as an audience. So it's always weird to me when they pile on her and it just makes them look bad.
We should be seeing him film.
Yeah.
Because we should be seeing him like use her money, be an asshole, like maybe flirting with other girls. Like we should care.
Yeah.
It's
and
very
like,
one-sided.
All the other relationships she's had on camera have been like, oh, we get to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
So with only like a half of it, it's like not really working. Also, I'm just like, get the fuck over it. Stop being so obsessed with Kristen and Carter.
I know.
Just let her do her thing.
But at least she's not obsessed with James this season.
Yeah, so that's far. True. So far,
he hasn't really been on.
But I really miss James.
I do miss James. I love James, but I did think he needed a little. I do think he needed a little reset
he after last a break. Season.
So it's nice that he's on this.
Yeah,
chillaxed path.
Yeah, I just miss his commentary on everything.
Plus, if we get rid of Katie and Tom and Jax and Brittany, then James can just be integrated back in the cast fully.
Yeah. And I think he would be good even if he was sober.
Yeah.
He's actually better when he's sober because he like is sharper.
Yeah.
And can come for people in a much more clear way.
Yeah. He's so funny at the reunions.
Yeah. He's on fire at the reunions. I also need more Raquel.
Yeah.
My queen. She could be an MVP of the show.
Yes.
She's highly watchable. I also like Charlie. I think she's a kind of a dark horse.
Yeah.
Her and her like disordered eating patterns.
Yeah.
Her claiming to never have eaten pasta in her entire life.
Yeah.
I'm in. All the underlying feelings about Tom are coming out. Stassi thinks Sandoval takes the credit and Schwartz takes the blame, which is like, of course you think that. Your best friend is Katie and like you and Sandoval aren't even friends.
Yeah.
And then Stassi starts gassing up Katie about like the Schwartz thing at dinner when they're all like at dinner at Katsuya, and you can see the moment that Katie crosses over into like Tequila Katie attack mode, and that's actually like I hate to see it, but I love it and need it, and that's what I signed up for when it comes to Katie Maloney. And so she gets like ready to rumble and starts coming for Ariana and then Kristen, and I'm like, finally the beast is revealed.
Yes.
Wait, what does she say to Kristen?
Katie says that you've never been like fulfilled in a relationship or something.
Like,
you've always been like horrible relationships.
You've always been miserable in your relationships, which is pretty true.
Yeah.
And then Kristen's like, you guys are both bad friends. Like, I've sat there and listened to you for years. And she goes, I was there for you when Tom was fucking around on her for years. And then that is like the cliffhanger that we leave on.
Yeah.
And that's true points for Dodi.
Yeah.
Because she hit the exact nerve.
Yep.
And spilled the tea in the sense that like, yes, it's confirmed he was fully, because we never got actual confirmation as an audience that like he did fuck a lot of women. It was always like, I maybe made out with someone or like, Bubba, no, but he really was just like plowing bitches.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Yep.
Ugh, Dodi for the win.
We have to stand.
We have no choice. We actually have no choice but to stand our queen. Dodi, Sheena, they get to stay.
Yes.
Ariana and Tom get to stay.
Yes.
Bring down the axe.
Yes.
On the rest.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye indeed. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Listen to Keep It, the podcast. Just find it wherever you get your podcasts. Keep It! !
And you can find me on Instagram at Lars Marie. You should also find me at a live show near you because Sex Unique Podcast is going on tour this spring. I'm hitting the Roxy in LA on March 11th, Sleeping Village in Chicago on March 18th, and then taking the stage at the Gramercy Theater on April 22nd. So get your tickets, LarsMarie.com, and I will hopefully see you there.
Beautiful.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, The Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.